Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Wednesday, July 2, 2025.
HSBC raises gold price forecasts. HSBC Holdings PLC has increased its gold price forecasts for 2025 and 2026, driven by ongoing economic uncertainty and rising national debt. The bank now expects an average gold price of $3,215 per ounce for 2025, up from $3,015 and $3,125 for 2026, an increase from $2,915. Recently, spot gold reached a record high of $3,500.05 per ounce. HSBC anticipates a trading range of $3,600 to $3,100 for the rest of the year, with year-end projections of $3,175 for 2025 and $3,025 for 2026. Gold remains a secure investment, but demand may slow if prices exceed $3,300. Additionally, further gains above $3,500 could reduce interest in jewelry and small bars, especially in India and China. Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Republicans are discussing a tax cut and spending bill that could add around $3.3 trillion to the national debt. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has warned of potential higher taxes on imports as a deadline approaches on July 9, 2025.
Link between Antarctic sea ice loss and ice shelf collapse. A new study published in Nature Geoscience reveals a troubling connection between the rapid loss of sea ice in Antarctica and the collapse of its ice shelves. Researchers from the University of Melbourne and the University of Adelaide found that significant sea ice loss occurred 6 to 18 months before three major calving events. Professor Luke Bennett warns that this unprecedented retreat threatens the stability of ice shelves, which are vital for slowing glacier flow into the ocean. The Antarctic ice sheet, which could raise sea levels by over 50 meters, is especially at risk. This research highlights the urgent need for ongoing monitoring of ocean conditions in Antarctica to fully grasp the consequences of climate change. The findings serve as a stark reminder of the critical challenges we face in protecting our planet.
Chinese AI chip startups seek major IPOs. Two innovative Chinese AI chip startups, MoreThreads and MetaX, are looking to raise a total of 12 billion yuan, or about $1.65 billion, by going public. MoreThreads, based in Beijing, aims to secure 8 billion yuan, while Shanghai's MetaX is targeting 3.9 billion yuan. Both companies will list their shares on the STAR Market of the Shanghai Stock Exchange. This fundraising comes as U.S. export restrictions on advanced chip sales to China boost local demand for their products. In 2024, MoreThreads reported a revenue of 438 million yuan but faced a loss of 1.49 billion yuan. Similarly, MetaX posted a revenue of 743 million yuan but also encountered a loss of 1.4 billion yuan. Founded in 2020 by former executives from major U.S. chip firms, these companies reflect a growing trend among Chinese chipmakers to leverage government initiatives aimed at advancing domestic technology, particularly in the vital graphics processing unit sector for AI development. What does this mean for the future of AI technology?
Standard Chartered Bank faces $2.7 billion lawsuit over one MDB scandal. Liquidators have launched a lawsuit against Standard Chartered Bank in Singapore, claiming the bank played a role in fraudulent activities tied to the One Malaysia Development Bearhood scandal, leading to losses of over $2.7 billion. This scandal involved the alleged theft of around $4.5 billion from Malaysia's sovereign wealth fund between 2009 and 2014. The lawsuit, filed by liquidators from Kuala in the High Court of Singapore, accuses the bank of enabling over 100 transfers that hid the flow of stolen money, despite clear warning signs. Standard Chartered has denied these allegations and plans to defend itself vigorously. The liquidators allege that the companies involved were shell entities linked to Zhou Low, who is seen as the mastermind behind the scandal. The board of 1MDB supports the liquidators, stressing that the Malaysian people are the true victims and that all facilitators must be held accountable. This scandal has sparked investigations in at least 6 countries, including Singapore and Switzerland, implicating high-ranking officials. Malaysia has reported recovering 29 billion ringgit, about $6.92 billion, in 1MDB assets since 2019. Following the lawsuit announcement, Standard Chartered shares dropped by 2.7%, with analysts suggesting the lawsuit could impact the bank's market value by around 7%.
India and U.S. trade agreement on the horizon. India is on the brink of finalizing a temporary trade deal with the United States, as reported by the Financial Times. This agreement aims to boost trade ties between the two nations, which have seen changes in their economic activities. The talks are focused on removing obstacles and improving market entry while a full agreement is developed. This deal could significantly impact key industries like technology and agriculture, potentially leading to changes in tariffs and price variations for imported goods. Overall, this development reflects a broader strategy to strengthen diplomatic relations and enhance economic cooperation between India and the U.S.
Supreme Court limits EPA's power. On July 1, 2025, the U.S. Supreme Court made a major ruling that threatens our environmental safeguards by limiting the power of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. This unanimous decision, written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, allows federal agencies to simplify their environmental checks under the National Environmental Policy Act, known as NEPA, which was designed to protect our planet from harmful projects. Winnie Park, a lawyer with the Center for Biological Diversity, raised serious concerns that these changes could harm public health and the environment. With a conservative 6-3 majority, the Supreme Court has a track record of restricting the EPA's authority, including blocking a rule aimed at reducing ozone emissions in 2024. These recent decisions raise alarms about dirtier air and water, potentially jeopardizing ecosystems and public health. As the debate over environmental regulations continues, businesses might enjoy fewer compliance costs, while communities could face the consequences of increased pollution. What does this mean for our planet's future?
U.S. crude oil inventories rise. The American Petroleum Institute has reported a surprising increase of 0.68 million barrels in U.S. crude oil inventories for the week of June 27, 2025. This rise goes against analysts' predictions of a decrease of 2.26 million barrels. Following this report, oil prices saw a small uptick. West Texas Intermediate, a key type of crude oil, rose by 34 cents to $65.45 per barrel, while Brent crude increased by 37 cents to $67.11. These inventory changes are crucial as they impact supply and demand in the oil market, influencing everything from gas prices to economic forecasts. As inventory levels fluctuate, they can significantly affect what we pay at the pump.
U.S. stocks react to Senate tax bill. U.S. stocks closed mixed on July 1, 2025, as investors responded to key political and economic news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 400.17 points to 44,494.94, showing positive sentiment, while the S&P 500 fell by 6.94 points to 6,198.01, and the NASDAQ dropped by 166.84 points to 20,202.89, reflecting challenges in the tech sector. The U.S. Senate narrowly passed President Donald Trump's tax and spending bill, known as the One Big Beautiful Bill, with a vote of 51-50, thanks to Vice President J.D. Vance's tie-breaking vote. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell spoke at a forum in Sintra, Portugal, urging caution in monetary policy due to inflationary pressures from tariffs. Recent labor market data revealed 7.76 million job openings, indicating strong demand for workers despite concerns about economic growth. Analysts are predicting a 23% chance of an interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve in July, with a 96% likelihood of at least one cut by September. Meanwhile, Tesla shares fell by 5.34% amid tensions between Elon Musk and President Trump, while Apple shares rose by 1.29% as the company explores new AI technology.
USAID to end foreign aid by July 2025. The U.S. Agency for International Development, known as USAID, will stop its foreign aid operations on July 1, 2025, as announced by Secretary of State Marco Rubio. This represents a major shift from providing aid to focusing on trade and investment, with the goal of helping countries grow sustainably and become self-sufficient. The Trump administration had already made significant cuts to foreign aid, arguing that taxpayer money should prioritize American interests. These cuts have led to the shutdown of USAID, putting vital food and medical assistance at risk and creating chaos in global humanitarian efforts. Research from The Lancet warns that these funding cuts could result in over 14 million additional deaths by 2030, particularly affecting low- and middle-income countries in Africa. Recent reports also indicate that a key contract to supply emergency kits for rape survivors in the Democratic Republic of the Congo has been cancelled, leaving many without essential medication amid rising violence. This decision to halt foreign aid raises serious questions about the future of U.S. assistance and its impact on global humanitarian efforts.
India's renewable energy surge. India is making remarkable strides in renewable energy, with output soaring by 24.4% in the first half of 2025, reaching over 134 billion kilowatt hours. This growth marks the fastest increase since 2022, with renewable sources, excluding hydropower, hitting a record share of more than 17% in June. Meanwhile, coal-fired power generation, still the main source of electricity, has decreased by nearly 3%. Overall power output growth has slowed to 1.5%, despite a 5.8% rise in electricity output last year. Factors like a milder summer and reduced economic activity have led to lower coal demand and record stockpiles. India plans to add 32 gigawatts of renewable capacity this year, up from about 28 gigawatts in 2024, having already installed 16.3 gigawatts of wind and solar capacity in just 5 months. The country aims for 500 gigawatts of non-fossil fuel capacity by 2030, nearly double its current capacity of 235.6 gigawatts. Vikram V., Vice President at Moody's, is optimistic about reaching this target, although it may shift to 2032. S&P Global Commodity Insights stresses the importance of modernizing the grid and investing in energy storage to support this renewable energy integration.
U.S. charges two Chinese nationals with espionage. U.S. prosecutors have accused two Chinese nationals, Yuan Sichen and Liren Ryan Lai, of espionage. They allegedly facilitated a $10,000 payment for sensitive national security information in 2022. Chen, a legal resident of Happy Valley, Oregon, and Lai, who entered the U.S. on a tourist visa, are said to have acted as agents for the Chinese government trying to recruit American service members. The Ministry of State Security in China is believed to have orchestrated their actions. FBI Director Kash Patel emphasized the serious implications for national security and U.S.-China relations. Both men were arrested just before the announcement and appeared in court shortly after.
Huawei faces criminal charges in U.S. court. A U.S. judge has ruled that Huawei Technologies Company, a leading Chinese telecommunications company, must face criminal charges in federal court. This decision comes after Huawei's attempt to dismiss a federal indictment accusing it of stealing trade secrets from U.S. competitors and misleading banks about its operations in Iran was rejected. U.S. District Judge and Donnelly found enough evidence in the indictment, which includes 16 charges of racketeering and bank fraud. The indictment claims Huawei controlled a Hong Kong-based firm called Skycom, which conducted business in Iran and profited from over $100 million in money transfers through the U.S. financial system. Huawei has pleaded not guilty, asserting it is a victim of prosecutorial misconduct. A trial is scheduled to begin on May 4, 2026, and could last several months. This case highlights the ongoing conflicts between the United States and China over technology and trade, especially after the Biden administration ended the China initiative aimed at addressing allegations of intellectual property theft.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.